Praise God. Isn't God good? I must say, first of all, I should have let Chris know by Thursday the Lord had changed things completely round on what I was going to bring to what I let him know Monday or Tuesday. Praise God. So all that you see in red is going to be for another time now. Okay. And it was while I was sitting watching television, the news. I like always listening to the news. And that fella across the Atlantic, you know, he keeps changing his mind. You never know what he's going to do next. You know, he's called Trump. He keeps trumping all over the place. And you know, my mind turned upon the Lord. And I said, Lord, there's one thing I was always can count on you. You never change. Isn't God great? Praise God. Well, I'll just start by reading Psalm 121. We began the meeting by actually reading this lovely psalm together. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper, and the Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. And the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. And the Lord shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Praise God. Yes, I just want to say you can always count on Jesus. And that is really the topic of my message to us today. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He's always the same. But you know, as we look in our own lives, and as we look back, we may remember some real successes we've had. And also some failures. I've had both. Have you? Because we're so human. We've had joys in the things we've been to accomplish for the Lord at times. We've been through sickness. We've had health issues at times. But how the Lord has healed and brought us through. We have many memories. Some of them are real good, and there's others we'd like to forget. Is that right? Some are good and some are not so good. At times, we've had to make changes in our lives. Is that right? Things change around us. As we're getting older, we're changing. Is that right? You can't believe it that once my hair was jet black. And you know, yes, we all change. But the wonder of it all is, as I've followed the Lord through the ages, my ages, he's never changed. He's always been the same in his grace and his love and his mercy and forgiveness towards me. Praise God. I want to tell you how often the Lord has forgiven me as I've repented of things because I'm so human. Yes, as time moves on, there's been many changes in the world. And as I was looking and listening to the news during the week, there was Trump. And now, as the chairman, as the head of a board of nations and leaders, this is supposed to be a board of peace. And you know what the Bible says, when they're talking about peace, then comes sudden destruction upon mankind. We're living in when the Bible is really alive in front of us. They think they are so clever and that they can organize the world. But yet, God is the head over all the nations and what is happening. Prophecy is unfolding indeed before our very eyes as we see changes happening in the world, some for good and others for evil as well. You know, we want changes in our lives as we've been grown. I've wanted changes to happen in my life. And you know what it has been? I want to be more like Jesus. Is that your goal? As we're going older, well, I turned 80 the other day and I just looked back and said, Lord, you've been so great and so kind to me all these many years, and it's been a privilege to be able to serve you. Praise God, first of all, as a missionary, and then coming back into this country and finding things a little different. Where indeed, when I was in Soweto, ministering to the dear African people there, I hadn't stood before them and ministered to them for 2 hours, they felt they had not been fed properly. When I came back home after 20 minutes, people were looking at the watches and what a change in cultures. But yet the Lord has made us all his own children. Amen. Isn't God so good? You know, we need to be more like Jesus, to be more loving at times and forgiving. I pray that if I've offended you, that you would forgive me. Amen. And if you've ever the other way around, that I forgive you. Because if we don't learn to forgive one another, it's no use going to the Lord until we get it right with him as well. Because if we are not willing to forgive, our prayers won't even hit the ceiling. I want to tell you, our God is a great God. And I pray that as we are growing in him and by his grace and mercy and forgiveness, we are becoming more and more like him through the work he has done on the cross for each and every one of us. Though we may change over time, through circumstances that can change around us, I'm glad that Jesus has never changed. He's always the same. He's always there to give aid in the times of need. Is that right? Isn't it wonderful when the devil tries to give us a hard time, we turn to the Lord. He gives us that aid and strength to be more than conquerors through him who loved us and has forgiven us. And he's with us at all times because he never changes. As in that verse, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never, ever change. Jesus Christ, the word Jesus means Savior. The word Christ means anointed. So he is our anointed Savior. Isn't that beautiful? God gave his only Son for each one of us. And now he is the anointed Savior of our lives. Praise God. It tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we have died to sins, that we might live for righteousness, and by whose stripes we are healed. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord brings that wonderful healing into our lives. And many people today need that healing, especially in their minds, when we hear so much going on about people and the way they are suffering today. In Colossians chapter 2, it says, "For him, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Isn't that beautiful? And you know, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living within us. Our bodies are called the temples of the Holy Spirit, the temples of God, and He comes and dwells within us. We must remember that Jesus is still God and man. And it tells us in John chapter 1, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And also, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the Old Testament, we see the works of God through His people. We see God saving the world through Noah, and God blessing the nations through Abraham, and God providing the law through who? Moses. And then God promising the coming of a Messiah through David. So throughout God's Word, He never changes. Jesus is the unchanging one. As the cults, we see Jesus does change. The JWs, we haven't had them round our doors for a long time now. I think we marked. Jesus, what do they say about Jesus? The JWs. Jesus is an archangel who became a man. And then He returned to be Michael, the archangel. And then the Mormons, the morons, the Mormons. It says, a spirit-begotten creature in a pre-existence that became a man and became a God. What a load of baloney, isn't it? But that's what they believe, the both of them. But both in it, Jesus' very nature changed. But as we read the Bible, and as we step forward in faith, it's not so in our Christian faith. Jesus is now right here with us. Our unchanged Savior is in this meeting with us because He's dwelling with us. Praise God. Isn't God so great and so wonderful? You know something? He's promised never to leave us or to forsake us. I'm glad that Jesus is involved in every part of our life. Every day, He's with us. Right now in this meeting, Jesus is here with us personally as we reach out to Him. We have to allow Him to work upon our lives by His Holy Spirit, to draw us near to Him through His Word, and through prayer, and through praise, and through our worship of Him for who He is and what He has done for us. He cannot change. He's the Creator of all things, and His promises are true. And that old song, His promises are true, He will not forget you. It means, at any time of the day, wherever we are, we can always count on Jesus being there with us and for us. Praise God. I would also check something too. If there's a door there and we go through it, would Jesus walk through that door with us? There's many temptations in the world. I pray that we know that Jesus can go with us wherever we go. Is that right? That we do things for His glory. It means we can always count on Jesus being there in our lives. Praise God. As I've already said, bringing that right aid at the right time to help us through being victorious through temptation and the snares of the evil one. Though the world is changing around us. Circumstances change, politicians come and go, and at the moment we've got one across the other side of the pond. He's like a dictator at times. He likes to have his own way. And if you don't want to go his way, he lets you know. At the moment, he told Europe, us Europeans, what he thinks if we don't do what he wants. It's sad. But I want to tell you, I'm glad that God is in control of all things. The world changes, circumstances change, people change. And you know, we may change, and we do change through naturally. But Jesus will never change. He's always the same, and ever will be for each one of us. And I have this glorious, wonderful hope that when I see Jesus, I'm going to be like him. Isn't that wonderful? I pray that each one of us has that living hope and will rest in that hope. I want to finish by just saying, you know, I wonder how many people we know that we can really 100% count on. I wonder how many we can count on our hands of people we can trust that will never let us down. In our fellowship, I'm sure we've got people here that we can trust 100% when needed. But when we look, even in our own families, have we got people that we can always count on when we need them? It's quite a humbling thought, is that, when we look at our own families at times. But there's one thing, we can always count on Jesus. He will never let us down. I just pray those few thoughts this morning have been a blessing to you, that knowing Jesus is there at all times for each one of us. Thank you, Chris.